That's always good.
Yowie.
Stickman's Microtonal Power Trio live in the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio on the night side. Thomas Blomster, Anthony Giannotti, Neil Haverstick. You know, who made those guitars? You don't just walk into a store and say, I want a guitar with all these extra frets.
You really don't, as a matter of fact. Do you remember John Starrett?
Sure do.
John?
Yeah. Yeah.
He invented these. Well, he didn't invent the tuning, but he built these by 1989. And, you know, it's funny I didn't get into this years earlier because I've always been interested in Indian and Arabic music. And one day John shows up with a 19-tone guitar. And as they say, I haven't looked back since.
Let me get a picture here. Certainly. I'm going to put it on the thing of all these extra frets here.
Yeah. I need some extra fingers.
Yeah. You know, and it's... Well, that's the question I've got to ask. And, you know, I want to talk to you. Well, you know, you other guys don't have microphones, but we might have to have them move up here.
They can yell.
How do you fit your fingers? You don't have little hands, dude.
Well,
how do you fit those fingers with all those extra frets? It's less room.
In all seriousness, I have guitars with up to 36 notes of the octave. And, you know, I am somewhat of a fanatic about being precise.
Yeah.
I just am. I always have been. And I played a lot of classical guitar. And, boy, when you play classical guitar, it is very, very demanding. So it's just kind of part of the
deal.
I've
seen you play with the symphony where you'll sit there for half the night. And then it's my turn. Bang, ding, ding. And then you know. So, where do you get a microtonal drummer and bass player? What, did you have something on these guys? Do you owe him money? And what's going on?
Yeah, we won't say that over the mic, actually.
Oh, whoops.
More than the usual.
Thomas, I've known for years off and on. And then a few years ago, 2008, he called me up and said, you know, he'd like to arrange Spider. He has a chamber orchestra, the Colorado Chamber Orchestra. And they're a very adventurous group, probably the most adventurous symphonic group in town. They do all kinds of stuff. So we did a concert with Spider in 2008, and then we recorded it in 2009. So Tom and I have just kept in touch ever since.
Uh-huh.
And then one night on a jam session, this Anthony shows up. And did you graduate from Berkeley, by the way?
Yeah.
He's a Berkeley grad. And he had heard of me from a guy back there, Dave Fuzinski, who I did a seminar.
Sure.
So Anthony walks up and says, hey, you play microtonal guitar. How'd you know, dude? And so we hit it off, and here we are.
Right on. Well, it's a good thing. Let me real quick do some business. Support for KUBO KBJZ comes from Mary Lynn Gillespie Photography. Her new storefront studio is at 908 Main Street in the Louisville Arts District. Mary Lynn specializes in maternity photography, and her photography is featured on Renee Marie's 2011 CD, Voice of My Beautiful Country. Information at mxvphoto.com. What do you got for us next, Neil?
Well, we've got a tune called Swing 19. It's kind of a tribute to Jean Reinhardt, the great Belgian gypsy guitarist. He had a whole series, you know, Swing 38, Swing 42. So this is a little jazz on the 19. It works out pretty good. So wish us well.
All right. We wish you well.
Wish me well.
Stickman's Microtonal Power Trio live at the Oasis.
And hold on. Let's see if we need to tune here. How's that? I'm not shy. I've seen groups that should have tuned and didn't. I don't want to be one of those. Not bad. We're not easy on these guys.
And this tuning is being brought to you by
Swing 19.